I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, Love in Black and White. But first, we're going to continue our conversation with Ariel Lucas, Brittany Elder, James Jordan, and Michael Reyes. They're all students at Douglasville High School in Douglasville, Georgia, Gennaro Wilson's old school. I asked them if they knew that if you're a boy and you're over 16, and if you have sex with a girl under 16, that that's against the law.
No.
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 What's the age difference you think you have to have for you to get charged?
I'd say like be a couple of months older than that person.
5 years? 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
That's what I think it is. I think it's 4 years.
4 years.
I kind of tuned out when my mom's talking to me about this stuff.
Brittany, you said you tune out when your mom tries to talk to you about this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
It's kind of embarrassing. And I'm like, oh, my God, please, mama.
But those be the main people that need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gennaro Wilson was 17, and he was convicted of having sex with somebody who was 15. She was just 2 years younger than he. What do you think about what happened? Ariel?
I think that just because she was under 16, he got in trouble or whatever. But it was only 2 years, so I don't think he should have got 10 years for it.
Brittany, what about you?
I feel the same way. If it ain't the, you know, you are adult now, like 20, 21, and the girl's like 15, 16, that should be illegal. But, I mean, when you're still a teenager and y'all still, like, probably go to school together or probably be in the same room with each other, there's going to be connections there. I mean, definitely if y'all feel the same way about each other.
James, what do you think?
2 years really ain't that big of a difference. They might have been talking since they probably was in elementary or middle school.
Do kids think differently about oral sex than they do about having intercourse?
Oh, yes.
Break it down for me.
You could sleep around with everybody, but, like, if you give oral sex, you will get a way worse name than they will.
As a guy?
They don't think oral sex is bad.
Yeah, as a female, because, like, you mostly catch girls doing it. You might catch, like, a couple of guys doing it, but not as much as them girls.
And you know what? At school, it's like on, like, a couple of girls that done did it to everybody.
Would you say that most parents know how much sex kids are having, or do you think the parents are ignorant?
No, they don't know.
Some people, they can play that little innocent role at times, but they doing stuff behind closed doors that they don't want their parents to find out.
Is it considered a negative for kids to be having sex?
It depends. Like, what kind of relationship y'all have. Like, if y'all just don't know each other, whatever, then that's bad. But, like, if y'all know each other real good and y'all got all this and all that, then, yeah, it's cool. Like, nobody really would have a problem with that except for the people with the law.
Okay. Knowing what you know now about Gennaro Wilson and the fact that he is, to this point, sentenced to be in prison for 10 years, do you think that that changes your thoughts about the decisions that you might make?
I mean, I think before I act on everything, well, almost everything. So, yeah, I'm going to be thinking about that because I ain't trying to get locked up for 10 years and stuff.
Okay, Ariel Lucas, Brittany Elder, James Jordan, Michael Reyes, thank you all so much for talking to us about this stuff.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.